Due to current military events caused by other military, for the sole purpose of military alleviations and paramilitary alleviations, the police in Canada have been given a certain power, way over the power that they were given before, given by the CIA, handed down to the FBI, all the way down to the pony boys, all the way down to the locals. Most police, as far as I'm concerned, are not allowed to carry. Why we have policies, I don't really know. We have certain policies that are dictated by certain idiots that are certainly not qualified to dictate anything. Now, if a police officer cannot pass a civilian firearms test, then he should not be allowed to carry. If a police officer cannot go downtown like everybody else and buy a firearm, which most of them, at least 99% of them, cannot do, then they should not be allowed to carry. They should not be allowed to have a firearm. They can't go around playing God just because they have a gun. Have you ever seen a police officer without a gun? Unless he's surrounded by a whole bunch of others, he is not armed. He is not anything. All a police officer is so far, mostly in most cases, I'm talking about the street dudes, they are nothing but guns. Savage, primitive, and boorish. That is what it all boils down to. Most police officers ought to take a test beyond the 90-day wonder test that they have in order to carry. In a lot of events that have been hushed up through 100-year non-disclosures, whether it be the U.S. 20 or the European 60 or the Canadian 100-year non-disclosures, all these classified events should be aired quite publicly. I don't see why not. All citizen events are aired quite publicly. Well, the fact remains that they aren't. And what do they have to hide? Most mafias, organizations, have something to hide. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not too concerned. I just thought I'd air this thought. See what you think. You let me know now. Bye for now. Bye from Triad. Thank you.